is going out to Noisy Phil. That was Norman Hutchins there with I Really Love You. That is a fantastic song. Now joining me, that's an appropriate song actually, because joining me in the studio is Andy and Jane Robb, who are here to talk about the third birthday celebrations they're having. So tell everybody first of all about the church and where it is.
Okay, hi, my name's Jane. Hi Phil, hope you're well. Have a great time guys as you all go off to France. So yeah, my name's Jane and Andy and I, we head up the church, CGC Billericay. So it's been going for 3 years. We started building team in Costa in Billericay back in 2012. Then we moved to Sunday mornings at the Rising Sun pub in the function room there, which we then left just over a year and a bit after that and went to Billericay School, which is now we meet there now.
I was going to say, before we start talking about the third celebrations and also the event you've got coming up on the 14th, I always ask people this when they come in, and I've asked Phil as well, were you brought up in the faith or did it just suddenly hit you from nowhere? How did it happen for both of you?
That's a good question, Michelle. Hi, this is Andy, obviously.
Hello, Andy.
Yeah, we were both brought up in a Methodist church, and although I went to church, I didn't really do anything with what I knew. It was only actually when we got married, and Jane had a strong faith at the time, and I guess I wasn't looking for a relationship with God, but unfortunately a friend of mine had died prior to that, and it really started me on a journey of seeking, of finding out, really. I was asking the questions, is there more to life, which many people ask.
Mm.
And as I say, it started me on a journey really asking, is there more other than this world we live in? And it took quite a time to realise that, to understand who Jesus was and to connect with Jesus. So I wasn't a Christian, even though I was brought up in a church.
Mm. I was brought up in a church and I had a really strong faith from quite an early age. I don't completely know where that came from, but it was something that I grew into and understood more and more, obviously, as I got older. So I had a very strong God awareness, I guess you called it, from a very young age.
And with the day-to-day life, when you have a faith, I mean, you still have all the problems that everybody else has. It doesn't just, don't necessarily just, if whatever faith you are, it doesn't make life perfect. But what does it give you that over people who don't have a faith? What do you think it gives you?
I think for me it's giving me that strength to know that no matter what life throws at me, and we've had some tough stuff as a family, some untimely tragedies that we've had to kind of work through, because you know this isn't it, because you know that actually there is more to life than this, it gives you a different perspective on life, and actually just the presence of God that comes and gives you peace and hope and joy in the midst of rubbish stuff enables you just to refocus and to move forward and to overcome those circumstances and situations that actually could take you out if you didn't have that kind of faith.
Yeah, and what we've come to discover, that God isn't a distant God, but God is a personal God, and I guess that's what I was hankering for all along, a relationship. And we've come to discover that God is a Father God, like Jesus talks about in the Bible, really. And therefore, out of that relationship, you do life, as you do any relationship. But obviously, this is the God of the universe. And like you say, Michelle, there are trials and tribulations in life. But out of a daily relationship with God, and that might sound a bit odd to some people, but actually, God doesn't just get you through, but enables you sometimes to come out on top of things as well.
Mm. I was going to say, you worked in the NHS, so you must have seen quite a lot. There's obviously a lot of suffering in the NHS. How did that affect? Did that put any pressure on your faith at all?
I guess seeing suffering anywhere is never easy, and in the kind of acute situations of hospital, you see some really tough things. But in the midst of that, actually, through whether it's helping people in the art of medicine, and God, works through that as well. And just having been able to have conversations with people to kind of give them some hope in stuff, I don't think it's ever challenged my faith, but enabled me to kind of give more, I guess, in those circumstances.
And in the world at the moment, I was saying to you just off air, we're in a situation where, we've got wars happening, there's refugees, there does seem to be a lot of suffering in the world at the moment. What are you doing as a sort of community within the church, or what are the churches doing to, help alleviate that?
No, that's a good question. I mean, in the general question, really asking of really about suffering in the world, and you're right, there is. Mm. But we also understand there is a good God, and sometimes God does take the flak and the blame for that. And sometimes from people, it's quite amusing, from people actually don't believe in God, but nevertheless they will attribute blame to God. But that's a by the by, and we do believe there's a good God. And for us, really, it's to express that life. We might support things financially, in giving towards maybe relief agencies that don't necessarily have to be Christian ones, who are on the ground, who are helping support maybe in somewhere like Syria or places around the world where relief is needed. These people are really savvy about what's going on. So there are practical things we can do, expressing God's goodness and love through practical means.
Mm. Very good morning to Noisy Phil, who is out there on the road at the moment travelling, because he is a regular guest in the studio. And why is he called Noisy Phil? Any ideas?
Oh, I don't know, actually. I can't think of that.
It's quite a mouse normally. I think it's really unfair.
This is not fair because Phil is not here to return.
No.
He is probably frustrated.
He'll be laughing in the car, no doubt. Now, he does the work. He's a street pastor. For anybody out there, I always talk about the street pastors. I think they do an amazing job for the community. But tell us all about the work that they do.
So we got involved right at the start, street pastors. I must admit, I was a bit sceptical as to what impact we would have on the community, and it's been amazing, utterly amazing. We just go out once a month, and there's a team of about 50 of us now, so we go out one Friday night a month. Never feel like it before I go out, because it's getting cold, getting dark. Once you get out in the streets, it's amazing the conversations that people initiate with us. We're just there to care for people, but the questions people ask us, we got some really funny stories. There was one guy came off the train late one night, a bit worse for wear, and came up to me and said, "Can I have a pair of flip-flops?" He was fine. I said, "Sorry, I don't understand. Why do you want flip-flops?" He said, "I need to take a peace offering home for my wife." And I went, "There is no way you are having our flip-flops. You are on your own, mate." So, there's some fun stuff we come up against as well.
But they are out every Friday. Is it Friday and Saturday every
Friday
week, or is
Saturday.
It once a week?
No, Friday and Saturday every week, and also at the Billericay Fireworks, there was a team of street pastors there.
Yep.
They were also just stewarding last Sunday at the Remembrance Day event in Billericay High Street as well. So really just aiding the community. But as Jane says, they're great opportunities just to connect with people that you wouldn't necessarily get otherwise. Yes, you have to don the uniform and subsume any fashion desires you may have, but that's in the interests of really just blessing people. And it is fun. People don't see you as do-gooders. 99.9% of the people just are really fair to you, and respect what you do and like what you do. So we love the town, and it's just a really good way of connecting with people.
And I have to say also thank you very much to the lovely guys and girls at the Brentwood street pass as well, because I drove past them late one night and I went, "Say hello to Phil for me," and they all looked at me, and then I thought, they won't know who Phil is because he's in Billericay. I just got totally
that said people come up to us wearing our blue uniform and they say, "Thank you so much, because you helped me in place X, Y, or Z, or someone else was helped."
Yep.
And they say, "Well, that wasn't us." You said, "Well, you're street pastors, so thank you." So we sort of take the credit for what other street pastors have done, but that's fine.
Yeah. Now, you've got a celebration coming up on the 14th of November, which is your third birthday, and you've got Amanda Wells. She's Australian, isn't she? She's coming for the Encounter God evening, which is going to be at the Billericay School, School Road, Billericay, between 7 and 9.30. Anybody can come along, and the admission is free.
Yeah.
And if you want to sort of make a donation while you're there, you can do. So tell everybody about the celebration.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's just another way of upping our game. We, as you say, we meet in the Billericay School, the main hall anyway, and it's another way of using the facility on a Saturday night. And we just want to create the opportunity for those maybe who maybe can't come along on a Sunday to have a look-see and see what we're doing, and just to set the table, really, just for people to have a taster, really, of what we do. And it's called Encounter God because we just present the opportunity. And maybe this seems a little bit odd to some people to say it, to talk of the opportunity to encounter God, but we're just going to create the opportunity for people to experience the fact that God is real, and what that will look like. You'll need to come along and find out. Amanda, we've had her before, and she's doing a mini European tour. She's in the UK as well, and you know, she's a great speaker. She sees you know, sometimes people healed in her meetings, and she just brings a powerful message as well. She's very entertaining. She's very Australian. Mm. But really powerful. So we've invited her back, and we're expecting people. We've publicised it quite well across the region, so we're expecting people from across the region as well as Biruki. So just add to what you say, yeah, a warm welcome, and just turn up and come with faith and expectation. We're really excited about what God's going to do. And
And also, but it's not just that, it's about what you do for other people, because I know people that, you know, like Phil and yourselves, you do actually do, besides having the everyday lives, as I said before, people of faith, sometimes people think, all people of faith, that they're not allowed to have a joke, they're not allowed to have a drink, they're not allowed to do this, because there are misconceptions, there yeah. are, aren't there, with, yeah. With faith.
Absolutely, and I think sometimes the church, the global church, hasn't done itself any favours in that,
yeah.
And certainly for us, at CGC Biruki, at the church, we're trying to create an environment where people feel really safe, feel really secure, and get involved in the other stuff that's going on in the community. You know, we love going out and having a laugh. Every month we go down to one of the local pubs, and whoever's around and wants to come and join us for lunch, there's sometimes 20, 30 of us in there having lunch together. And it's a really good way to, A, bless the community, you know, yeah. by kind of, you know, being part of what's going on, but also just doing life together. You know, people need that sense of community.
Yeah.
And I think for us, that's a really key thing with church. It's not just about Sundays. It's not just about creating an environment where people come and sometimes feel that they're being judged. We want to create an environment where people feel part of family, where people know that they're loved, and actually in that place of security, actually then they can meet God.
You said as well about hymns, it's not something that you know, it's a very modern approach to being in the church, isn't it? It's yeah. moved with the times.
Yeah, it is. I mean, some of the great hymns are amazing, you know, we're not kind of saying that there's anything wrong with any of that, but sometimes people find it difficult to connect with that. So we do have quite contemporary music. There's yeah. some great Christian music out there. You know, we meet in a school hall, so we don't have all the religious paraphernalia around us that, again, yeah. is wonderful, but sometimes it can really put people off. So it's yeah. Hopefully it's a really user-friendly way so that people can come in, feel at home, don't think that they're standing or sitting at the wrong time. You know, it's a really, hopefully, secure, safe environment for people.
I was going to say, Andy, you're not going to be singing, are you? Because I played Norman Hutchins there, who's a pastor, and you did say to me, I'm not going to sing.
Rest assured, it's not where my talents lie. What my talents lie?
No. So do you both get up and speak? Do you actually run? So when you get there, do you both get up and speak, and do you read passages from the Bible? How does it work if people come?
Okay, yes, we both speak, and we also have internally within the church one or two people also who are sort of gifted, are good speakers and teachers as well.
Yeah.
But if you check out our website, you'll notice also we have external speakers, people who know will bring something which fits in within the way the church is going. So we invite some high caliber people in, which is really great. Mm. Some international, some from this country. So yes, we share the load in teaching. Sometimes we do a bit of a tag team thing, 50-50, and as husband and wife that probably works quite well, because we don't have to worry about treading on each other's toes.
Yeah.
Andy knows the look from me to say that right now it's time for me to sleep. So that's good. We got good body language going on between us. And also we have kids' work going on. So the kids will be with us. The young people will be with us for the first part of the service. And then they go out and they've got their own little kind of room and a team that work with them, because we want to communicate with kids in a way that they can understand and connect in with God as well at an early age. It's not an ageist thing at all. We have tea and coffee at the beginning and the end, you know. Yeah. That's the kind of church we're, and fruit. Yeah. And really nice biscuits.
Oh, nice biscuits.
And it's not just Jane and me, it is a whole team. We've got a brilliant team from the hospitality team who are at the main gate and on the way welcoming people to the hospitality, people to the setup team. So it's a big team of people, and really it's that church family thing. It's everyone getting stuck in, and so we're grateful, you know, for everyone.
Well, thank you very much for coming in today. Don't forget the event Encounter God, and that you don't have to be religious to turn up. Just if you want to turn up and hear, you know, the speaker Amanda Wells, and just you know, pop in, be a little bit nosy as people are. It's a free event. It's on. It's at the Billericay School, School Road, Billericay, and that's on the 14th of November, which is this Saturday, 7 PM till 9:30. And as you heard, there'll be teams there to direct you where you need to go. It's admission is free, but they will be taking up a thank offering to cover the costs for the event. If you want to find out more, it's all the wcgcbillericay.com. And you guys are also on Twitter?
Absolutely. CGC Billericay.
There we go. Well, thank you very much for coming in. It's a pleasure to meet both of you.
It's been great. Thanks.
I won't ask you to sing us out, Andy. That's fine. You don't want to do that, do you?
Relief for you. Relief for me. Bless you.
You're welcome. Right, it's 11:44. We've got some music here, and this is Barry White with Can't Get Enough of Your Love.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby.